This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and I'm with my lovely wife, Candace Brim. Say hi, Candace.
Hello.
And we're with my nephew, Jared, and he is the producer of this show, and we're the co-pastors in Collinsville, Oklahoma, of A Glorious Church, where we train champions for Christ, and we're glad to be in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And if you want to be trained, come on down. We'd love to train you, because we're not going to entertain. We're going to train. I mean, that's what champion's all about. And so anyway, we've been talking about the word all week, arise. You really need to get this teaching. It's if you call 417-336-4877, you can get it. And we've been talking about how what it means is from God. When you see the word arise from God, it's a command word, neither a noun or a verb, and it's not a suggestion, it's a command, and it's the difference between life and death. He told many people in the Bible, Joshua, Ezekiel, he told David, Jeremiah, and the one who said no was Jonah, and that's and he ran because of feelings of inadequacy. And but when God tells you to arise, it means life, not death.
Right.
And he's telling us, he tells us in Isaiah 60, where he tells everybody he's in covenant with, and you'll shine with the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for the glorious church.
Yes.
It's time for the church to arise, and we will shine with the glory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. But I wanted to say something with this about my father, my dad, Kent Brim. Everybody knows mom, but dad, he died in 1986 at 49 years old. And at my dad's, this was an answer to me from the Lord about why dad died early.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't God taking him and he needed him in heaven.
No, it's not an angel in heaven floating
no,
around.
No, and no. He didn't need him. That's not God's plan. God's plan is for you to live long and strong. So there I am, just graduated college, and we're at the funeral, okay? And this has everything to do with the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there, and Brother Hagen, Kenneth E. Hagen at the time, didn't do funerals. He just wasn't led and told by the Lord to do them, so he didn't do them, and he traveled so much. And Mom asked him and was led to ask him, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the funeral, and Dad's body's there, and here's all these people, and most of them from Rhema students, and Mom and our family. And Brother Hagen starts to preach, and he walks off, and the anointing hits him, and he's mm-hmm. preaching, finishing your race. I'll never forget that. And he walks to the opposite side of where the family is. All of a sudden, I start burning up. And I'm burning like I've got a fever or something.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hardly breathe. So I elbowed Mom and I said, Mom, I think I'm sick. And Mom goes, shh, because Brother Hagen was preaching.
Right.
And Mom's a puller.
She respects the anointing.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't want to, I mean, don't sit by Mom if you don't. I mean, she's going to pull.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. I'm dying and Mom doesn't care. So anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Just go on, son.
Yeah. Shh, hush. I could have been actually rolling with fire and
you.
People with blankets trying to put me out. And Mom would be like, put him out, hurry.
Hush.
But anyway, so he continues to twiddle his thumbs and preach on the other end like he would do. And he's anointed and he's just preaching away
mm-hmm.
at my dad's funeral. Forget the funeral, the eulogy, just preaching. And so finally I knew what it was. He had a word for me. And I never wanted a word at that time. I was a guy who ran from words. I didn't want anybody reading my mail.
You were like Jonah?
Yeah, I was not arising. I was fleeing. And do not read my mail. I remember many times when ministers would have words for me and you would see the back doors moving because I'd already ran out, you know.
Yeah.
And where's Chipper, you know? And Mom at home would go, why didn't you get, that was a word from the Lord. And she always wanted us to have a word, so I thought, well, Mom will be real excited that her baby wants his first word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, Mama, I know what it is. I elbowed her. I go, Mama, I know what it is. Brother Hagin's got a word for me. This is all at my dad's funeral. And she goes, shh, I think he's got a word for me. And I'm like, the only word I ever wanted. I'm dying, and she's going to steal my word.
Yeah.
And if anybody could steal it, it's her.
Yeah,
because, you know, she's a puller.
Right.
But I knew that if Brother Hagen would just turn and look, he would see an angel pointing at me going, him, not her, him. She wants one, but
spotlight
not now.
On
it's
you.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he wouldn't turn around. So I stood up and I can't take it anymore. I mean, when you can't breathe, you don't mm-hmm. care what anybody thinks. You'll do whatever.
Yeah.
You just don't care. I mean, I respect Brother Hagen, but I can't breathe, so I don't care. So I stood up to tell him he's missing God. I never forget. I was going to scream it at him in front of all those Raymanites. Can you imagine that?
You would have been bombarded.
Woo! Yeah. I was getting bombarded because later I tell this, and when I preach and I travel, and I was at, I go to a lot of the preachers' churches that were in Rhema at that time. Mm-hmm. And they go, we remember you standing up doing that. And I said, well, what did you do? And they said, we all spread the word. There's a demon in Chip. Cast it out of him. So everybody in the funeral, in the audience, is casting the demons out of me.
Right.
For Mom is pulling like, here, my word's coming.
Yes.
I'm choking over there, you know, trying to tell Brother Hagen he's missing God. And my brother pulls me down. And all of a sudden, Brother Hagen can't speak anymore. He's interrupted and he begins to go blah, nah, yeah. Not tongues. He says my tongue swelled up and he couldn't speak anymore.
Right.
God's really trying to get something across to us. And he starts walking. I sit down and he walks back to the middle of the podium or the, you know, the pulpit. Mm-hmm. And he's still nah. He's trying to say words and he can't. And this is all on cassette, by the way. And he breaks into tongues, and in his tongues, it's a conversation with God. You can mm-hmm. see it's a conversation. He's talking to him. I mean, it's questions and answers.
Yeah.
And then he breaks into English, and he says, Lord, you want me to tell him now? And so evidently God needed him to tell me now, because mm-hmm. no telling what I'd do, you know.
Yeah.
But so he walks down the steps, and he says, there's a word from the Lord for Chipper. And I wanted to say, I stood up, I wanted to go, told you, Mom, but I didn't, because I was just glad to. And he said, and when he began to speak, I didn't hear his voice anymore. I heard the voice of the Lord. And he said, your father had a race that wasn't finished and a ministry that wasn't fulfilled because of feelings of inadequacy. The same low-level devils that came on Jonah came on your father. What are those? Who am I? Mm-hmm. Who am I?
How can
They're low-level devils, Mom mm-hmm. calls them, that have no power. The only power mm-hmm. they have is the power you give them. Mm-hmm. And they came, and Mom said she used to hear Dad pray at night, who am I? I've never been to Bible school. I don't mm-hmm. know any verses. Or things like that. Mm-hmm. And that allowed the devil, it gave place to the devil. And the Bible says, give no place to him. So if those feelings are coming on you, that's natural. That's the enemy. That's how he wants to stop what God has
right.
for you.
Yeah.
God wants you to arise. He's got things he wants to tell you. He doesn't care. Listen, you may be in a place, I've never hardly even read the Bible. I only know one verse. I only know this. God is reaching out to you right now, whoever you are, saying, arise, I've got things. I'll tell you. I'll show you. You know what I'm saying? You can live long and be strong. Mm-hmm. There's a way out of this thing. God right. is there for you. Right. He just needs you to make a move.
Yes.
You to make a move. Mm-hmm. Make the first move. Remember mm-hmm. Brother Hagin used to teach that?
Yeah.
Like a chess match. Right. You move first and I'll never fail to move.
Right.
And God will never fail to move. And so that was my answer. That was my answer for Dad, and how come the enemy was able to get him, because he fled from the presence of the Lord.
Right. And so pretty much, I mean, without him saying it, the Lord was telling you, Chip, to
Chip,
arise.
Arise and seek me.
Arise
Don't let
and
these
seek
feelings
me.
Of inadequacy come on right. you. They will. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, get your shield of faith because the fiery darts are coming.
Right.
But you can quench them.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
no weapons formed against you shall prosper. But
right.
yeah, weapons will be formed. Mm-hmm. So Chip... there are feelings of inadequacy. Mm-hmm. And I believe people who are listening right now have dealt with it maybe right. some all their lives.
Yeah.
And that's the enemy trying to mm-hmm. stop you and kill you. Stop what? The race that God has for mm-hmm. you. Not just for you.
Right.
To affect other people.
And, you know, if you're in that situation right now where you have had the Lord tell you, arise, get yourself to another level so I can tell you what to do, and you have not gone through with that plan, you've ran like Jonah, went the other way, well, it's not too late.
No.
It's never too late.
No.
With God, you know, Jesus provided the blood. It's everything is covered in the blood. You put that situation under the blood, and then you move on.
Yeah.
And then you go to the, and then God will speak to you again, just like he did Jonah the second time, and he'll say, arise.
Well, feelings of inadequacy are, it's all about fear.
Yes.
Who am I is mm-hmm. fear related.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Copeland has taught us that faith is the connector between God and his blessings, and fear is the connector between Satan and the cursings.
Yes.
So he's trying to disconnect you, Satan is. He sends these low-level devils, and they whisper to you, who am I? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're listening to this, who am I? And yeah. Brother Chip, I've heard that. I mean, when I first started preaching, oh my goodness. For the first three messages, I did nothing but cry. Mm-hmm. I stood on the pulpit and cried. I couldn't preach. I couldn't say a word. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, and I'm a champion for Christ? And I'm up here, you know, just snot flowing. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, Lord, this is embarrassing. Yes. This is the conversation I'm having in my... And I remember the first couple, Terry, my brother, came up and would lay hands on me and drive those feelings of inadequacy away. Mm-hmm. Help me. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard Brother Copeland talk mm-hmm. about it. Him and I have preached together in some places. He heard me speak this, and he said, oh, they come on me all the time. I said, you, mm-hmm. as bold as you are? He says, yeah, they come. I just know how to get rid of them.
Right.
the power of God, yeah. speak it, you know.
You replace it with the word of God.
Get off of me and get out of here.
I still have that too.
Sure, everybody deals with them. So don't feel like, you know, mm-hmm. you're the only one. No, everybody's got a calling. We're all going to answer for that call. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know like Andrew Murray, he says something about the things of God, which I think is interesting. The enemy will try to switch it to get those thoughts in. And he says the things of God, you can't have revelation of it and then experience it. Mm-hmm. He says you have to, by faith, receive it, and then you'll experience it, and then have revelation of that plan.
Right.
So then your natural thought, like, God, I'm supposed to do all this, and in your head you're like, I got to do this, and this, and this, mm-hmm. and this. God doesn't work that way. You got to jump in by faith,
right?
And then you'll have revelation once you experience it. Yeah. And he tries to come in on that wavelength, the natural in your head, with inadequacy.
And it's either faith or fear.
And without
There's no gray with God. It's either faith or fear.
Yeah.
You're either going to walk in faith or you're going to walk in fear. If you're walking in feelings of inadequacy, you're walking in fear.
Yeah.
And that's not, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power,
that's
love,
what you
and
gotta
a
say.
Sound mind.
That's a sound great, mind. I'm glad you brought that up, because if you're thinking, what do I say? Well, every time those inadequate feelings come, speak out of your mouth that verse.
God
has not given
me
the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and we've been joined by Candace Brim, my wife, and Jared. We're glad Jared is my nephew. He wanted to say to the other nephews, my favorite nephew, so I'm saying that right now. Love you, Brandon. Love you, Cody. Do I have any other nephews? Huh? Isaac? Okay. Isaac is a star on this. Anyway. Hey, if you want to join us, come call the church, 918-371-4589. And don't forget, if you need a youth rally this summer, we have the greatest one ever. Billy Brim will be preaching to the youth about the glory.
Yes.
She's going to teach them about the glory.
Yes,
if you are
yes.
a youth pastor or a pastor you're a youth or any youth that you know. I want to say youth about five more times. Call the office at 417-336-4877, and that is July 28th to August 1st. God bless you.